Families are already facing huge and increasing costs for the everyday essentials. Now, on top of that, they're being asked to pay more just to get their children to school. So the cost has risen for primary school children. It's doubled in price. It's gone from €50 to €100 per child. Then the post-primary fees have increased from €75 to €100. And there's a lot of pressure when it comes to that family cap as well. Sadly, it's risen from €125 to as much as €220. So that's an increase of €95 on families who are already stretched to the limits, you know. We know there's significant costs now on families during this cost of living crisis. And we do hear that this service is subsidised, but to be honest, that means very little to families who are having to find this money while they're already struggling financially. You know, and I'm hearing this directly from families on the ground since yesterday, which is very, very concerning for these families who are really on the brink financially.
This does appear to have come to a certain extent out of the blue. Now, we know that there are increased transport costs as a result of fuel uncertainty and what's happening in the Middle East at the moment. But there was no signal that certainly I was aware of or had come across that these huge increases, as you say, in some cases 100% increases, were going to be on the cards.
Yeah, well, definitely. I didn't hear anything of this, Donal, until it was announced. I even had a family last night who is going through the defective block scheme who have been told that even they purchased school transport for the year when they moved to their new location, that will be invalid. They have to then try and get another means to get their children to school. It has come out of the blue, and families are upset, worried and angered about it.